Science class was created for sleep. That's pretty obvious. The way I figure it, God knew kids would like to stay up late. He also knew they'd hate English, geography, math, and all the other brain bruisers grown-ups would dream up. So he created something like science class, which we can't possibly understand anyway, so we can catch some Z's and keep staying up late. Simple, right? Not to Reptile Man. Well, that's what we call Mr. Reptinson, our science teacher. He seemed to think the life stages of a moth were more important than what late-night talk shows have to say. Talk about a weird set of values. At the moment, Reptile Man was droning on about carbon dioxide, oxygen, and photo-something or other. You know, the usual non-stop action-adventure science stuff. I slipped my leg under my seat and sat on it. Then I threw a look over to Opera. He was my best friend for as long as I could remember. Well, ever since last summer at Camp Wacko. He's a fellow dorkoid. You know, dorkoids. The ones wearing the same haircuts everyone else wore 5 years ago. The ones wearing their brother's or sister's hand-me-downs that are still just a little too big. The ones always picked last when choosing sides for sports of any kind. Or, as the dictionary reads, dorkoids. Dorkoids. Noun. 1. Bottom of the human food chain. 2. AAA losers. Anyway, we dorkoids always stick together. Through thick or thin, we're always there for one another. In fact, we even have our own hand signal. A clenched fist with a little finger raised. It means, I know it's not easy being the all-school fool, but hang in there, 'cause you've got company. Opera was already nodding off. I tell you, the guy could sleep through anything, except classical music. And, of course, breakfast, or lunch, or dinner, or the sound of any potato chip bag being opened within a mile. Reptile Man stood behind the counter at the front of the room. I was in the back. No way could he see me. So I closed my eyes for just a second, or two, or 20, or...
Mr. McDougal?
I jerked and blinked awake.
Would you be so kind as to come up here and demonstrate?
I swallowed nervously. I had no idea what the guy was talking about, so I tried to stall. I don't think I'm qualified. Everyone giggled.
Mr. McDougal, if you're a human being who inhales oxygen and exhales carbon dioxide, believe me, you qualify.
More giggles. One other thing I forgot to mention about Reptile Man. He hated me. The guy always picked on me. The best I figure, he knew I was the only one in the school who couldn't beat him up. And since he had to take out his frustrations on somebody, and since I was the only one available, well, there I was, ready, willing, and not so able.
Mr. McDougal, we're waiting.
Oh, right, I stuttered. No problem. I stood up, took one step forward, then fell flat on my face. Seems my eyes weren't the only things that had fallen asleep. My leg had also taken a little nap. Of course, everyone laughed, and of course I jumped up, giving my usual McDougal the idiot grin. It's like one of my trademarks. McDonald's has its golden arches. I've got my idiot grin. I half-limped, half-staggered to the front of the class. My foot was a slow riser. A class beaker sat on the counter.